ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 10, chapter entitled The Battle Between the Demigods and text number 13 and 14.
Atendra Vajra Mudyam Nirmittam Vishwakarmanam Mune Shakti Dur Utsikto भगवते जसान्वितम् ब्रुतो देवगणे सर्वे गजेन्द्रो परशोभतः स्थीयमानो मुनिगणैः त्रैलोक्यम् अर्षयन्निव।
अतएव द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इंद्र rode on the back of his career, Airavat, surrounded by all the demigods, while all the great sages offered him praise. Thus he shone very beautifully, pleasing the three worlds as he rode off to kill Vritrasura. Text 15, because since this has no purport, we will read.
Vitram abhyadravat chatrum asuranika utapahe परिवस्तं ओजसा राजन् क्रुद्धो रुद्र इवांतकम्।
मैं किंग परीक्षित, आई रुद्र बीइंग वेरी एंग्री एट अंतका यमराज, आई फॉर्मरली रन टुवर्ड्स अंतका टू किल हिम। इंद्र एंग्रीली एंड विद ग्रेट फोर्स अटैक वित्रासुर हु आर सराउंडेड बाय द लीडर्स ऑफ द डेमोनियक आर्मीज। टेक्स्ट 16।
तथा सुरानं असुरे रणा परम दारुणा त्रेता मुखे नर्मदायम अभवत प्रथमे युगे।
Thereafter, at the end of Satya Yuga and the beginning of Treta Yuga, a fierce battle took place between the demigods and demons on the bank of the Narmada.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Herein, the Narmada does not mean the Narmada River in India. The five sacred rivers in India, Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, Kaveri and Krishna, are all celestial. Like the Ganges River, the Narmada River also flows in the higher planetary systems. The battle between the demigods and the demons took place in the higher planets. The words Pratame Yuge mean in the beginning of the first millennium, that is to say, in the beginning of the Vaisheshvata Manvantara. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus who each live for 71 millenniums. The four Yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, constitute one millennium. We are presently in the Manvantara of Vaisheshvata Manu, who is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita.
Umandavashvate yogam roktavanaham vayam vivashvan mani vopraha manu rikshvakave bravit.
We are now in the 28th millennium of Vaisheshvata Manu, but this fight took place in the beginning of Vaisheshvata Manu's first millennium. One can historically calculate how long ago the battle took place. Since each millennium consists of 4,300,000 years and we are now in the 28th millennium, some 120,400,000 years have passed since the battle took place on the bank of the river Narmada.
Interesting section in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where we see that the demigods are approaching Dadichi Muni for his body, and he first of all he jokes with them because he wants to hear from them the importance of religious principles, but then he himself says that this body is useless. It is to be meant for jackals and wolves. So very happily, for a higher purpose, he relinquishes his body. This is very significant because now, today's society, we see that this principle is very, very prominent. Bodily identification. And and wanting to engage this body only for matters of sense gratification. And on Sunday morning we heard a very powerful Srimad Bhagavatam class by His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu, where he very brilliantly exposed how in modern times people are obsessed, there is a neurotic obsession with this bodily identification. So let us today briefly try to understand this theme in the modern context. Basically, there are three words which are most important in any man's dictionary: I, me, and mine. Either gross sense gratification or extended sense gratification. So this identification of the body can be understood at three levels. First is the body, gross body, where, or rather, which is characterized by constant decoration of this body and pursuit of bodily pleasures for enjoyment. And the subtle or extended sense gratification takes place when a person realizes that this body cannot give me as much enjoyment as I want. So then he tries to seek enjoyment through extensions of his body, family, community, or cricket teams. So people think if a particular cricket team wins, they feel they have won the match. So we want to enjoy through others. And lastly, some people also realize that this body is useless, this society is useless, but still that sense gratification is so rampant and so deep-rooted that we start identifying with the ego, that I am the greatest. Regarding the body, we have seen in the second canto, Sukadeva Goswami exposes this. This is his first instruction to Parikshit Maharaj. He begins his instruction by explaining how this kind of identification is very, very bad. Nidraya riyate naktam vavaye nachavavaya divacharte hayarajan kutumbha bharane nava. He explains how a person is, this is the first point we are trying to understand today, obsession with the body. So what does a person do because he is obsessed with his body? Nidraya riyate naktam. Night time, he either has sex, or what does he do? Nidraya riyate naktam vavaye nachavavaya. He either has sex or he sleeps, or both. Nidraya riyate naktam vavaye nachavavaya divacharte hayarajan kutumbha baranenava. And daytime, what does he do? He works hard so that he can feed his own body and the bodies of his family members. And he forgets the goal of life, that is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that people have identification with their family, but they don't realize that a person that realizes that his father is dead, or his father's father is dead, and similarly his father's father is dead, and similarly over a period of time he will die, his son will die, his son's son will die, everybody will die. But still, that obsession with the body is very, very rampant. And this desire to make the body beautiful is very, very tragic. Like one man was telling us that how his wife was telling him, one man we met in the book distribution, he was saying, he was also agreeing with how bodily identification is very bad. He was saying that how his wife decorates herself with eyebrow, eyelashes, mascara, toner, brush, lipstick, so many other things, he said. And then finally, and she has the audacity to come and ask him, how does this look? Am I looking natural? She asks him. is this good? He was saying this is such a predominant obsession that how I should look. And men also, they will go in the college campuses or when they are walking, everybody feels I am the center of the universe. We see people, when they see a car, they will immediately comb their hair. That is a gross, very gross identification which Sukadeva Goswami is talking about. And the height of this is sex life. Nidraya riyate naktam vavayena chavavaya. Recently there was one professor from New York University who came to Mumbai. He came to India and it was a big news. And this professor had dedicated his life, 50 years of his life, for doing research on understanding the difference between South Indian monkeys and North Indian monkeys. Very deep study has done. And has come to the conclusion that North Indian monkeys are more volatile, more violent. And finally, he has studied the sexual behavior of monkeys and has come to India and is received everywhere very nicely. He has come for a seminar on improving sexual relations. It's a world seminar. So imagine to such people go and telling them that we are not the body. It is impossible for a person who is so obsessed with this kind of consciousness to understand or to even begin to understand that we have an existence other than this body. We can experience happiness on a higher platform which is beyond this body. I was reading somewhere Srila Prabhupada writes in one place that for this sense gratification people will work very very hard. The statement is very classic. Prabhupada says, men work hard like asses so that they can live like pigs. So lifestyle is like that of a pig. Gross sense gratification. But hard work is like that of an ass. Just for a few pieces of bread, people work hard. And how much do these people enjoy? They try to enjoy till the fag end of their life. And the Upanishad explained, Yuvatad Aksharam Gargi Avidit Isma Lokat Preti Sa Kripana. One who engages his body for sense gratification without understanding the goal of life, he is called as a miser. Miser is a person who has a lot of money, but he doesn't use it. Similarly, a person is called to be a person with miserly intelligence when he uses his God-given gift of this human body for mere sense gratification. And this enjoyment goes on, and even at the fag end of life, as the senses are not helping, not supporting, people can't give up this attachment. This is very, very deep rooted. Deya patya kalatradishu atma saimeshu asatsati tesham pramatta nidanam pashyam api na pashyati. The next verse, Shukadeva Goswami says that deya patya kalatra adishu, attachment to body, wife, home, children. And a person starts thinking, this is my Atma Sena, this is my army which is going to protect me at the end of life. Atma Sena, you should even realize that it is asat, it is temporary. And because of this, he becomes too attached, Tesham Pramatta, and because of this attachment, he cannot see Nidhanam, he cannot see his destruction. It's not that he doesn't see, he sees, but he doesn't see. Pashyan Api Na Pashyati. Recently, in the Brahmacharya Ashram, we had put up on the notice board this article from Back to Godhead magazine about this village in Florida, in America, called The Villages. It's a community which advertises people to buy houses after their retirement so that they can live their retired life peacefully, playing golf or swimming or going walking around. All old people in America, they are buying these houses. But most interestingly, or rather unfortunately, this community called Villages has the highest rate of sexual transmitted diseases, more than even Miami and Las Vegas. And 80-85 year old men are coming with such diseases. This is such a tragic situation where people do not have any understanding about goal of life and wanting to know higher purposes of life. In fact, in this verse where Prabhupada is writing about Pashyan Apina Pashyati, a person doesn't realize his fall down, Prabhupada writes that we take shelter of fallible soldiers. People are associated with this temporary body. The problem, Prabhupada says, is two things. Not only are they fallible, but secondly, they themselves are bewildered by the material nature. So how can such a person protect? How can such a person help us? And also, some people might argue, no, we are very active. We are doing so many things. Man has conquered space. So many civilizations have come up. They are doing so much. Prabhupada writes in the end of the purport, this is simply like a fish flapping. You see, people are doing so many things. They are so active. Even a fish is active. If you take a fish out of water, it is flapping and it's very hyperactive. But it's soon going to die because it is not in its natural position. Similarly, in the modern society, men are working hard, they are hyperactive, they are doing so many things, but they are like fish out of water, they are suffocating, they are suffering because of the lack of Krishna consciousness. And we also heard that this World Cup is going on now, cricket, and people are so obsessed with the enjoyment spirit that sometimes they are even willing to relinquish their body. Like one man in Bihar is willing to give up his kidney so that he can get the money and go and watch the World Cup in West Indies. Why? Because he knows that I cannot enjoy to this body so much, but when people see others do something, we feel we are doing it. Just like a child, you know, if a child is given a toy or a doll, the child enjoys so much. But if he is hurt, what happens? He will do greatest harm to that doll, to that toy. Or the person you love the most, you beat him only. Like sometimes children, they will beat their mother or father out of anger when their sense gratification is imputed. So people are very attached. What they will go to the extent of sacrificing their body also. They have got such an intense obsession for enjoyment. And when these people in their love, they also let them down, because eventually nobody is going to be a superstar forever. When they get so angry that they will carry placards and denounce these personalities and they will burn their effigies. So this is going on in the society today. So therefore, enjoyment on this gross level, bodily sense gratification and external sense gratification, only results in pain. Very samsparshaya deva dukkha yoni evati. And why this results in pain? Why there is problem? Why we cannot enjoy always with this body? Because adyanta vanta kaunteva, because everything has beginning and end. And therefore intelligent men, nateshu ramate buddha, they do not focus on this bodily enjoyment. Once one lady, she was arguing with Srila Prabhupada. She said, Swamiji, you are discussing Krishna consciousness because that is your interest. Everybody has different interest in life. Like I am interested in economics and you are interested in spirituality, that's all. Prabhupada being very angry. Prabhupada said, you are young and beautiful. Do you want to get old? She said, no, I want to remain young and beautiful. So if you want to remain young and beautiful, can you prevent yourself from growing old? She said, no, I cannot. So Prabhupada said, can you prevent yourself from dying? She said, no, I cannot. Can you prevent diseases? She said, no. And then Prabhupada said, then can your economics, which is a subject of your interest, can your study of this subject solve this problem of death? She had no answer to say. So Prabhupada said, it is not a question of interest. It is a question of dire necessity, a desperate necessity. You have to take shelter of spiritual path, Krishna consciousness, and try to transcend these bodily designations. Then, Srila Prabhupada would give the example of, Avisharipa would give the example that when they were in Mayapur, 1975 or 76, in Prabhupada's room, one pigeon would come and make a nest. So Prabhupada saw that the pigeon was making its nest. Prabhupada said, remove all those things. So he removed it. So the pigeon came with the wife and husband. They came. They saw their houses getting destroyed. But they didn't give up. Again, next day, again they started slowly but diligently making that nest, carrying all those pieces of straw systematically. Even Prabhupada saw the endeavor and Prabhupada said, again, remove it. Again, he removed it carefully. But these pigeons didn't give up. They went on trying. Constantly they were trying. Finally, after almost 10-15 days of trying and seeing that somehow we are not getting this house, we are not able to make it, then they eventually gave up. When they gave up, Prabhupada turned to Harishwari Prabhu and said, this is the situation of people in this world. They are seeing that repeatedly Maya is smashing them, material energy is humbling them, but still they will keep trying to make a permanent settlement in this world of death. This is the unfortunate plight of a person who is Tesham Pramattamidanam Pashyan Apina Pashyadi. Because of intense attachment, he cannot see the harsh reality of this world. So this bodily identification, gross sense gratification and extended sense gratification, what is the cause of this? What is the cause because of which this all this sanctification is limited. It is a time factor. Time destroys everything. So an intelligent person, he understands that all this is going to be vanished. Let me not invest my energy in this. Lord Kapila gives very nice instructions to his mother, and he makes this point very emphatically. He explains, Rupa Vedas Padam Divyam Kalait Abhidiyate Bhuta Namadadinam Yato Binna Drisham Bhayam. He explains that in this world everything is changing. Rupa Vedas Padam Divyam. Matter goes through various transformations. But who causes these transformations? Why a person goes through birth, youth, old age, disease, death? All these things are happening because of kala iti abhidhiyate. It is time. And because of this time, bhutanam nat adinam eto bhinna drishandayam. And people, because they are so obsessed, they do not see that there is time factor which is destroying them. And that because of this ignorance, what is the result? Eto bhinna drisham bhayam, fear. Now we see everywhere people are fearful, they are in anxiety, they are always in stress. This is one of the most popular seminars we have. That is, stress management is very, very popular. This fear, anxiety, stress is very common because we are not able to see how this, all these things are going to be destroyed by the time factor. So when a person is intelligent and realizes the effect of time, he becomes wise. He doesn't invest in those things which are temporary. And Kapila in the next verse he says, time is so powerful that time is creator, maintainer and destroyer. Of course he is saying Lord Vishnu, and then in the end he says Lord Vishnu is actually appearing in the form of time. Yonanta pravishya bhutani bhuterat akilashaya sa vishnu akya diya gyoso kala kalayatam prabhu. Normally they say Brahma is creator, Vishnu is maintainer and Shiva is destroyer. But in this purport, Prabhupada very emphatically writes, O Lord Vishnu is himself creating, maintaining and destroying through the power of time. The same Vishnu enters everybody's heart as Paramatma and he annihilates every being, every being through another being. And then Kapila Dev, he concludes this chapter with a very powerful verse. He explains how time destroys everything, and he uses a very nice poetic way he explains. So nantam tat kra kalo anadiradikudavaya jan janina janayam marayam mrityunantakam. He says this sense gratification is impeded because time, what does time do? Yo nantam tat kra kalo, time is ananta. Time is no end, but anta karava kala, but time destroys everything. It is ananta, but he causes everybody's anta. Yonanta anta karava kala anadi radi kudavaya, he is anadi, he has no beginning, but adi kudavaya, he causes everybody's beginning. Anadi, but he causes his adi. And then what does he do? Janam janasya janena, every human being is killed by this time. What to speak of human being? Kapila Dev says, Mara Mrityunantakam. Even Lord of Death is finished by time. Human being is finished by death, but Lord of Death is finished by time. So this is how powerful and deadly this time factor is. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that how this whole world, all our efforts for sense gratification is destroyed by, Prabhupada says, finger signal of the Lord. Lord's finger signal. Lord just says like this, he wishes or he desires, everything can be finished. This is the power of time, this is the power of this material energy, because of which we cannot enjoy in this world. Srila Prabhupada would give the example of Ashutosh Mukherjee, some Bengali politician. During this time, you would see that there was a statue of this person in the street, and all the pigeons and crows would come and pass through on that statue throughout the year. And once a year on his birthday, the municipality would come morning to afternoon they would take all these pipes and water and they would clean the statue, they would scrub it nicely and they would make it sparkling clean. And in the evening there are the big celebrations and ministers would come put garland on that statue and they would speak 5 minutes, they would give some lecture on how this Mr. Mukherjee is great and they would very fine and they all would go away. In the evening they would go back. Again next day morning onwards, the Kovan peons would use it as a toilet. So this was, and then we explained, Prabhupada gave an example of explaining how we are fond of so many leaders, so many role models, so many heroes. They all are going to be washed away by the waves of time. And all our effort for sense gratification is going to be smashed by the material energy. And then Kapila Dev explains that this time factor is so powerful that he gives an analogy for this. Tasaitasya janayunam nayam vedauru vikramam kalyamano pibalinam vayoriva ghanavali. Every human being who is desperate for enjoyment, his enjoyment is finished by Kalya Manopi Balino, very powerful person, Kala. Just like Vayor Iva Ghanavali, just like a wind comes and blows away a mass of cloud. Now droplets of water are formed and a huge cloud is formed, but wind comes and just smashes it away. Similarly, a human being might accumulate for sense gratification and finally time comes and just washes it off, everything gone. Just like children we see in the beach, they make sand castles, they make castles in the sand. They're working very hard, and the parents are standing and laughing. And the child is wondering why the parents are laughing, why they didn't help me in making this castle. But the parents know this sand castle is very temporary. And it makes a very nice house with boundary, with very nicely mix. And after some time making this house very nicely, what happens in the beach? A mini tsunami comes. The whole thing is washed off. And the child starts lamenting them. He sits and laments. And the parents are still smiling them. Because they knew it from the beginning that it is all temporary. Similarly, a living entity is accumulating material assets more and more and more and slowly building it up, building it up. But it doesn't realize that a wave of time will come and wash it off. Kalyamanopi Balinu Vayo Riva Ghanavali. And Srila Prabhupada writes, very instructive purport here. He says that we all have been given time. We all have been given some time and our responsibility is to use this time which we have been given to get out of the cycle of time. That is our challenge. it's like an alarm clock. It's like we are all like an alarm clock. And each person is walking is like an alarm clock. We don't know when this alarm clock is going to rest. Go off. So before that happens, we have to get out of the cycle of time. So each human being is carrying this time bomb. He says, we don't know when this time clock is going to just burst off. Like we see in the old houses, we see this huge clock is kept, wall clock. And that means, tum, tum. So it's like that actually. Each system, each human system is like a clock. So one clock and then so many people are walking together, it's all clocks. All tick-tacking. And one clock and another female clock, they come together, they produce more clocks. This world is full of clocks. And therefore, the challenge is somehow to use this limited time that we have got and get out of the cycle of time. Like we have International Monetary Fund or World Bank. They give loan to very poor countries who have no money. And they are told that you have to use this loan and somehow get out of the cycle of your debt which you have. So similarly, we have committed so many sinful activities, so much karma is due to us, and we have been given this time, we have to use this time to get out of the cycle of time. But what does material energy do? She is so ruthless, she presents so many hopes and aspirations in this world that we are not able to get out of this entanglement of time. She finishes off. Just like sometimes the police, they catch the terrorists. But they don't want to arrest the terrorists, they want to kill them in a fake encounter. So they catch the terrorists and they tell them, okay, you have 5 minutes, try to escape. For this, they use their brain and they try to escape and the police will help with them. And just before they escape, they shoot them down. So that's how the police finish off terrorists. Similarly, material energy she just, we are trying through self gratification so many ways, but material energy finishes us off. Again, you have to go through cycle of birth, death, repeatedly. Therefore, it behooves an intelligent man, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, that he takes shelter of Krishna consciousness and tries to get out of the cycle of birth and death. Like when we were children, we used to see one television show, and in that show they would explain about, it was basically a contest where the winner would be called and he would be given 5 minutes. He was told, you have 5 minutes, and in these 5 minutes you grab whatever you can from the shopping mall. The new shopping mall would be there and he would be told, just grab what you can, but within 5 minutes. And whatever you grab, that will be yours. So this man is so focused, and he said, your time starts now. And he starts running and grabbing. And somebody comes and says, where is your time? Or they start talking to him. He's not interested to talk to anybody. He's so focused on his mission. And finally, after the end of 5 minutes, whatever is accumulated, that is his. And everybody applauds. But imagine this man has got 5 minutes, and the organizer says, okay, your time starts now, and this man sits down. He says, I'll have chai first. He says, he'll start drinking tea. Or he starts talking to someone. And then he says, I'll collect slowly. Or imagine worst thing, he runs very fast and he grabs all those things which are strictly written, we cannot take this out of the shop. If he grabs those things, that is also foolish. Actually, this is our situation. We are also like in a game, in a contest. We have been given 5 minutes. We don't know, at least this man has given 5 minutes. We don't know how much time we are given. We are told to grab as many spiritual assets as possible which we can take out of this material world, which can help us get out of this material world. But what we are doing, either we are being very lazy and not practicing spiritual life, or secondly, we grab those things in a desperate way measure which we cannot take out of this material world, which will only help us get more and more entangled in the cycle of birth and death. And thus, when a person is simply focused on sense gratification, so first thing we discussed was how a person becomes obsessed with bodily enjoyment or extended sense gratification. And second, because of this sense gratification, he is not able to see the time factor which is destroying him. And because he is not able to see how time is destroying everything, the third thing what happens because of all this, Kapila Das says, this results in a very unfortunate situation. Yam yam martam upadatte dukhe nasuka hetave tam tam dhunoti bhagavan puman chochati yat krite. He says 5 things happen. First, what is a man? Yam artam upadatte, works very very hard to get assets which he can use for some gratification. First of all, he has to work very hard. Yam yam artam upadatte. Now the best part is, he does not simply work hard. He has to undergo something else to get all this money and wealth. First is hard work. Yam yam artam upadatte.